Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I hope you're having an amazingly awesome and fantabulous day. And I cannot tell you enough, thank you so much for being here. It is a privilege and honor to be able to speak into your life and that you listen in. And yeah, so thank you for being here. If you are new and you just found your way here on this episode or maybe recently, welcome, welcome. I would love to have you join the Facebook group if you have not already. We just recently, yesterday, finished a 7-day challenge of just doing, trying to get 7 habits in. And some people were choosing less and some more. And it was just a really good time. I did devotions every day. It was really, really fun. So if you want to be a part of the Facebook group, go to thekingdomdaughters.com. And at the top, there is a little banner that you can click and join there. Okay, so let's jump in to the Psalms of this morning. We're doing a Psalm series if you're new here. So we've been in the Psalms for a little while, but I just figure we're just gonna bust through as much of this as we can because it's a great book and there's so much to learn here. Okay, so we are in Psalm 78, and I'm gonna read verses 32 and then 38 through 40, I believe. Sorry. Okay. So 32 says, in spite of all this, they kept on sinning. In spite of his wonders, they did not believe. And basically what's happening here is, again, God is sort of bringing in a little bit of discipline. He's trying to show himself again, and he's kind of frustrated with the Israelites yet again. And he's doing all these things, and it says, in spite of all this, in spite of all they had seen, in spite of all they had been through, in spite of seeing how miraculous God is, in spite of seeing his wonders, they didn't believe and they kept on sinning. How many times do we do that? How many times do we do that, right? We see something amazing. We see what God does. We see him move in crazy, awesome ways. And then like a week later, we're like, what happened? Why am I here? Why is this happening, right? And we're like blaming God. And we're not believing and we're not trusting and we're not putting our faith and hope in him because we've seen what he can do. And so my first little point, I guess you could say, is to remember what God has done and stand on that. Stand on those promises. Stand on the truth that he is faithful and good and that he will come through and he is making a way. And declare that over your life when you're feeling low and you're feeling like, I don't believe this. I don't believe. And I don't even care anymore. Say, no, I believe in God. I believe he's faithful. I believe he's going to make a way, and he's made a way before and he's going to again. So that's my first little encouragement for you today. And then we go down and it says in verse 38, yet he was merciful. It goes on to say here, but then they would flatter him with their mouths, lying to him with their tongues. Their hearts were not loyal to him. They were not faithful to his covenant. Okay. So even then they're like, okay, sure, we'll do this whole thing with you, Lord. And they're just flattering him, but their hearts were not faithful to him, right? But still, yet he was merciful. He forgave their iniquities and did not destroy them. Time after time, he restrained his anger and did not stir up his full wrath. He remembered that they were but flesh, a passing breeze that does not return. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the wasteland. Again and again, they put God to the test. They vexed the Holy One of Israel. And it goes on just talking about how they just didn't remember. They didn't remember. They didn't walk with him. They just kept angering him. And yet he still was merciful. He still forgave. And hey, I feel like he's not Phil. I know he's still doing that because again, we're messy. and we make mistakes and we make errors, and yet he still calls us into his presence. He still loves us. He still walks with us. He still leads and guides us. He still wants to be close to us, even in our mess and even in our mistakes. And that's because of Jesus, right? That's because of the grace and that comes through walking with Jesus. But in the truth and action part of my Bible, I've mentioned that a few times. There's just like a little couple little sections that, which reminds me, I love my Bible. So if you're looking for a new Bible, it's called New Spirit Filled Life Bible. It's just got a lot of really cool insight throughout. And it's NIV. So I can link it in the show notes for you. So, and also I think it's on my Amazon storefront. But anyhow, here we go. So it says here in this, okay, cultivating dynamic devotion. God desires for our hearts to be undivided, fully devoted to him, daily choosing him above all else in all decisions of our lives, right? That's what these couple of verses are talking about here. And it says, be comforted, knowing that even when you fail, God understands your weaknesses and forgives you when you ask. So again, it comes down to this. We have to have a repentful heart. We can't just do whatever we want and expect God to be the genie in a bottle, right? We have to say, okay, Lord, we made mistakes. He's still forgiving us and he's still loving us even when we don't ask for forgiveness. It's just we can't partner with him and we can't be in his covering. We can't walk with him if we are blatantly living a sinful life and turning our backs to him. Does that make sense? We need to say, okay, Lord, I know I messed up today. And that's okay, because I can walk in your beautiful grace, and I thank you for that grace, and I want to walk better tomorrow, and I want to serve you better tomorrow, and I want to honor you with my life, and please forgive me, and please come and walk with me and partner with me and lead and guide me today, the rest of the day, and into tomorrow. So, and that's amazing that we can do that. We can walk in the beautiful grace, but we also have the ability to repent and turn away from our sin and turn towards Jesus and start walking again towards him and get ourselves back on track, if that makes sense. So that is all I have for you today. I hope and pray this was an encouragement of you for you somehow. Remember, go in, read some of this. We're in Psalm 78. Go read the rest of Psalm 78 today and let me know what you pull out of this. I would love to hear from you. You can message me on Instagram. You can post it in the Facebook group. You can email me. I think that's the only ways you can do that. But come, let me know. What do you get from this today? I would love to hear from you. Remember, beautiful daughter, you are seen, known, and loved by God. Believe God is who he says he is and receive his beautiful, amazing, awesome, powerful love and walk confidently as the amazing daughter that you are. Have a fabulous Friday, an amazing weekend, and I will see you next week. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.